Erev Tov Rabotai. Okay, so this is a very interesting shira I gave over Shabbos, which I thought was very apropos. There are a lot of dinim that the Gemara and Poskim learn out of Yaakov Avinu. The first, and possibly only, not only, but the most significant of all employer-employee relationships we find in the entire Torah is Lavan v'Yaakov. And we learn out several dinim. By the way, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, he speaks about over there, he says, if you want to know how to work, look at Yaakov Avinu. He teaches you work ethic, how devoted you have to be, how dedicated to your job. You know, people take it for granted that they go to all sorts of jobs and this coffee break and whatever. If you're an employee, yeah, there are certain things that are normal. I get it. But to overly use or abuse any of these privileges, very quickly a person could get into a shaylev gizin. There is a she'iltot de Rav Chai Gaon, she'ilta kaf. In last week's parashat Vayitze. I'll read to you what he says. If you're hired to watch something, interesting. We know that there are different kinds of shomrim. To start off with, what kind of shomer was Yaakov Avinu?
Shomer Sechar.
No, the Shomer Sechar. He was paid to watch Lavan sheep. Now don't forget.
Did he also get the sheep?
Later. The first 7 years, what was his reward? Was supposed to be Rachel. Second 7 years, all right, I'll do it again for Rachel. So the first 14 years, he was working, that was his sachar, but he really got nothing in return monetarily. He got Rachel v'Leah. When did he start working to make his own money? After the first 14 years, he worked for another 6 years until Ledat Yosef, right? The cutoff point. When did Yaakov tell his wives, okay, now we have to leave? Yosef was born, he says, now we have to leave. Shalom. So he really only worked for monetary gain for 6 years. Now, the She'iltot understands from here an interesting thing. I think the Roshiva mentioned the She'iltot in the Shmuz today. Also, yeah. Huh? Chet? Yeah, the famous one. Yeah. So he writes, Ile nature be'agra ashlimule, afalgav de'ukma be'duchta de'nitiruta v'nigneva, o avda mechayev le'shalume, He says, if you are a paid watchman, you have to watch it literally, whatever the item is, you have to watch it during the day and during the night. You have to eat with it, you have to sleep with it, you have to carry it around, you have to literally live it for the tkufa of the shmirah. And he continues and says, huh? Camera's not enough. We'll watch this for a second. Hold on. Vaday yativ ba'ada v'natra. V'ata listim mezuyan de la matzele mekam ba'ape. V'nasva patur mil shalume da'avat leki shvura u'shvuya. De'shomer sachar patur l'shalim. Which means, says Meforash, an interesting halacha, that if a, and be'emet, Maran HaShulchan Aruch paskins like this, what would be the halacha? Shomer Sachar is patur me'onasim. He's patur from situations beyond his control, correct? Accidents, events of God. What about gneva v'aveda? Theft or loss? Shomer Sachar, chayav. Right? What's the svara here? On the totem pole of Shomrim, bottom of the barrel, Shomer Chinam. Why? Because he gets nothing. I'm just doing you a favor. And therefore the Torah says, you're just doing me a favor, you really shouldn't be chayav. Besides for psha, Shomer Sachar is kind of 50-50. Shomer Sachar and Socher, a paid watchman or a renter. They both have one up. What's the one up? Shomer Sachar gets money. Socher, even though he pays money, but what does he get? Usage. A renter, correct? Therefore the Torah says over there, you have to be more responsible. Over there you have to be responsible for Gneva V'Aveda. Pshia, obviously. Gneva v'aveda gets added on. Theft, loss. What about onis? Onis patur. And then you have shoel. The Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia in the ninth pirik says, "Ooh, shoel, he is the most chamur of all the shomrim." The Torah throws the book at the shomer. It says, "Chayav bakol." Besides for
when he works with the animal. When he works with the animal. When the animal breaks,
meta mechamat melacha, that's a different story. But what about onis? Shoel is chayav ba'onis. Why? What do you mean for me? The Torah says, kol hana'a shelo. A borrower, he gets usage and not paying. So therefore, that's double up. He gets everything. The Torah says, there's a barter here. You have to pay for, kav yachol, right? What it is that you're getting. Let's go back for a second to Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is chayav b'gneva v'aveda. What if the gneva v'aveda was through an onis? Gneva v'aveda be'onis. Marana Shulchan Aruch, siman, shinamed zayin. Watch. Meaning, you gave me something to watch, your phone. I dug it in the ground, 100 amot into the ground. The only way to get to it is if you're Hamas. Tunnels. Or, I enclosed it in an iron gate. Hermetically sealed. And then, somebody breaks in and steals it. Hamas tunnels under and steals it. Chayav o pasul. Chayav o patul. Maran says chayav. Why? But it's a good... Did I watch it properly? Yes or no? So why am I chayav? The only thing says Maran that you're patur from is onis gamur. What is onis gamur? Like listim mezuyan. Thunder breaks it. Or let's say armed robbery. Armed robbery. Or let me ask you a question. Can I ask you another question? Maran says, I went to sleep in my house. Armed robbers came and stole it. Were I to have been there, I'm unarmed, I would not be able to stand up to the armed robbers, and they'd steal it anyway. Chayav o patur? Chayav. In order, that's what Maran says, in order for Shomer Sachar to be patur, it has to actually be an onis gamur on me that I could not protect it. No, you can't.
No. If
you have
Shomer Sachar, and also the owner says you can use it, what's that? What's that concern?
Still Shomer Sachar.
But he can use it,
it's not a shuel. It doesn't matter. I'm a Shomer Sachar. You give me an extra permission to use it.
You pay me and you give me the animal.
That's not
shuel. Even better than
no, shuel is borrower, and I'm not paying for it.
But here's better. You're paying me.
I'm first a Shomer Sachar. But it depends how it was structured. It could be structured like that, like a shoel. But if it's a shomer sachar, just with permission to use, no.
I sleep in the onis gamur.
Huh?
Physically, I sleep in. There's no way for me to stop. I sleep in.
That's exactly the point. In order to be a real shomer sachar, you have to be like Yaakov Avinu. What did Yaakov Avinu do with the sheep?
What?
He slept with them. Achalani hayite bayom, achalani chore v'kirach balayla. Patur. But if you're not there, chayav. If somebody tunneled under the ground and stole it, chayav. If somebody broke into your iron gate, you're chayav. Now wait a second, time out. I ask you again, Meshar, did I watch properly? Okay. So what other svara would there be to be mechayavoti? Rabbi Chanan, Kovet Shaurim, Al Masechet Pesachim, Ot Yud Zayin. He discusses this. Over there he talks about, by the way, what does it have to do with Pesachim?
Do I watch in the Chametz?
No. Afuch. Can I ask you a question? A goy's Chametz, a goy asks me to watch his Chametz from over Pesach. It doesn't belong to me. Am I allowed to do that? Am I chayav to destroy it? Do I transgress Bal Yirayu Bal Yimatzeh for having a goy's Chametz in my possession? In general, no. In general, no. But if he tells me, you need to watch it, and I take achrayut for it, aha! According to the Torah, achrayut is part ownership for certain things. There's machloket rishonim, what level of achrayut I need to have on me to make me transgress the isur of chametz. Time out. Therefore, by the way, stay with me for a second. Everyone here sells their chametz, correct? You usually keep something in your house, something. You sell it to a goy. Now that's a goy's chametz in your possession. Is that so simple? What do we tell the goy as part of the mechira? We say, buddy, we're selling it to you. It's yours. You can keep it here if you like, but we have zero achrayut. If anything happens to the chametz over Pesach, it's on you, not on me. Then what does it become? Goy's chametz, under goy's responsibility, in my reshut. Madino zemuta. That is part of mechirat chametz. That's a machloket rishonim. What level of achrayut makes you responsible enough for the issue?
I mean, you're digging ana'ah from the chametz. How can you block ana'ah from chametz?
How's there ana'ah? If I sell it to a goy, what's ana'ah?
If the goy tells you, I'll keep it and I'll pay you for keeping it.
I think it stopped. Did it stop? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't the goy tells you, I keep it for me, and I'll tell you if you keep it. It's still an achrayut.
That's achrayut.
What's that level of shmi?
What is achrayut?
Achrayut. No. If he's paying me for it, I have achrayut for it. He's paying us for the chametz itself. We're making kinyanim. It's his chametz. And I say, buddy, you know what we write in the shtar, by the way? You're welcome to come and clear it out of my house. But that's on you. You want to keep it in my house? That's your problem. If anything happens to it, we write even pshi'ah. Even if I'm negligent, and as a result, the chametz gets damaged, lost, eaten, whatever, I'm still absolved. Nothing. No shmira. So now I ask you, back to our case of Shomer Sachar, why would it be that if I watched properly, I would still be chayav for gneva v'aveda? Apparently, says Rabbi Chanan, here's the chiddush, there's two separate things going on. In general, we look at payment as a result of not having watched properly. Sometimes that's the case, says Rabbi Chanan, not always. Sometimes the chiyuv tashlumin is because of an achrayut. Even when the Shomer Sachar technically watched properly, there's an added achrayut in the mix over here that will still be mechayev oti to pay for gneva v'aveda, even when I watched properly. And that's be'emet why you're chayav. There are several re'ayot to this. Really a two-part shir. I'm going to continue this tomorrow. But there are re'ayot upon re'ayot, re'ayot shas and poskim, about the relationship between achrayut and shmira. In general, we look at it as, if you don't watch properly, you have to pay. Correct? In Chidush Reb Shimon, in Masechet Bava Metziah, he discusses this. Chidush Reb Shimon Shkap. He writes over there that exactly the opposite is the case. You know what it is? Watch this. When you do watch properly, you are absolved of payment. Watching properly is payment. However, just because you did watch properly doesn't necessarily let you off the hook of any other standing achrayut that you may have had on you. It's a yesod. Tomorrow I want to bring several re'ayot from the poskim that say this. I think Bezat Hashem will continue tomorrow. Lala tov.